And we will begin with this. Since this is something of an individual experience where we will be, let's say, units of individualism related as a group, if you could picture as an example that you are inside of a small pyramid, seated, lying down, standing, whatever you prefer, and in a fractal kind of way, there is a larger pyramid that each of our smaller pyramids are the building blocks for. And so let's go ahead and start our breathing. Deeply and evenly, tongue tucked against the roof of the mouth and sort of touching the back of the upper row of teeth. And again, there is a spherical cloud of misty substance in front of your face from which you can breathe. It will both help with relaxation and will also help with something that we are going to put you in touch with. So just continue the breathing deeply, evenly through the nose. And from that mist, where you can feel the air entering and reaching a juncture sort of at the top and back of the throat, you can guide this color, which is a sort of light violet with tips of green, and just guide that color right up into your cranium. And let's go ahead and run through the relaxation. The forehead, relax it. And the eyes. And the jaw. And relax your throat. And completely double check everything that we've touched on to relax and make sure it's as relaxed as it can be. Let yourself go empty. Any thoughts that arise of any kind, sounds, concepts, images, just return your mind to emptiness. And with your next exhale, allow your chest to completely deflate and relax completely and remain empty to the count of five. And then go ahead and breathe again. Presumably, you already have your flower selected. If you haven't done that, we won't run you through the whole reason for this if you're new to what we're doing, for instance, but just allow a flower to come into your mind. You don't have to do this work. Just allow a flower. Visualize it, lock in on it, know that it's yours, and now it's with you. And something we're going to be doing, we're going to go ahead and put the pyramid made of pyramids inside a translucent sphere, and we will begin floating towards the White Fountain Temple. And this is with the very clear understanding that this temple is located in everything. It's just on an inner plane where there is no space, and so there is nothing towards which we can float. But this, nevertheless, is what we're doing. And to understand that is to understand the truth of the matter, and that is that reality itself is bending around us, telling us or reporting to our senses that we are in motion when in fact we are absolutely still. And now, in your mind's eye, with your eyes closed, imagine a person, even if it's you, and have that person with their back to you. Put them in any clothing you want. Make their color of hair anything that you want. You don't need to visualize a face because right now their back is to you. Now understand that you are also being visualized by something. And in the same way that you yourself can flow consciousness to this person you are visualizing, you can also recognize that you are having consciousness flowed to you by the mind in which you are being held. Open yourself completely to the mind that is visualizing you. And you will recognize that you are completely surrounded and pervaded by this mind. That it is in you, and you are of it, but you are not really it without the process of becoming it. How that is done is to continue in this meditation of allowing your perception to be merged with its perception. Now just allow yourself to stay in that mode of perception. Again, if any thoughts, sounds, concepts come to mind, just return yourself to this mode of perception. Just very gentle, nothing to be forced here. Now, the mist that surrounds this temple, which is used to essentially make adjustments to your psychic fields, to scan you up and down, to make sure that you are essentially pure enough to enter this temple. This mist has now reached our sphere and is now inside and is now with us. And this will take a minute or two, so let's just let it do what it needs to do. While it does its work, we can talk just a little bit more about the white fountain. You are to remain empty of thought. Again, if any sound concept or image arises in your mind, just return to this mode of perception where you are connected to the mind that is thinking you. at the White Fountain, it can serve as a sort of conduit to experience. We've referred to it before as a clearinghouse because it understands what you need. And what you need could translate into some sort of experiential information. That is where it's difficult to discern between what you might be trying to imagine and what is in fact sort of just coming to you or imagining you. And if information that arises is of the type that you find absolutely new or surprising or something you've never experienced before, then go ahead and let it happen. But let's do that. Let's allow that to happen only after we get into the temple itself, into the temple proper, if you will. And now we'll just allow ourselves to begin sinking. More and more through this mist. And as we come out at the bottom of it, so to speak, we nestle right down into some gentle waves of water. The spirit self dissolves. And our pyramid made of pyramids dissolve, and onto a landing platform we go. This is of a white marble, and in front of us are some stairs. There are 13 stairs. As you begin to move up these stairs, find the stair on which you leave your flower. Leave it there, memorize the number, and continue up the stairs. Now we are in the temple. And this is about whatever it is about for you. Let it happen. Amen. I'm now going to mute myself for this communion. You are, of course, more than welcome to remain in this space. But I have a few things to cover, so allow me to do so. You should be able to return to this mindset and mind space fairly easily simply by imagining being connected to that which is imagining you. So let's imagine, let's picture our place to where we would return to as simply just another beautiful temple-like surrounding. And so when it is time to leave this place, allow yourself to dissolve and teleport to the other location. Having been here this time, you have a kind of pass that can be used, but follow the procedure. At the very least, allowing yourself to be purified in the mist and having a flower with you before proceeding up temple steps. And know this, if you don't follow the procedure, and you of course can just use this recording anytime you like, any experience you have is just going to be a product of your imagination and not what is really true or beyond your imagination. We will be doing this again next week. I think that it would be a beautiful thing if we could again invite just as many people as we know to come and join in this call with us, because as you yourself now know, it's absolutely spectacular. And I think I'll go ahead and open up the lines so that we can all swoon together or whatever we would like to do. Okay.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
Quoting now.
We'll, I'll get a discussion forum going so that we can again discuss, you know, go ahead and just post our experiences of it, because I imagine there must have been something in experiential that came swimming into your attention. If not, that's great, or maybe it's just, you know, vibes and codes and all that, but it'd sure be fun to read up on some of what your experiences may have been. But I can also sense pretty strongly that many here want to remain in this place.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do right now, whoever's making that noise, I'm going to have to mute everybody again so I can stop it. And I'm going to exert a type of force here in just a minute. And you can accept or reject it simply by saying, I accept. You don't even have to think that you reject it. You just have to say, I accept. And that this is a force that is going to be exerted upon your third eye. And so, 3, 2, 1, here it comes. I guess we can say our good nights.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you all. Love you all.
Good night, everyone.
Love you.
Love everyone. Good night.
Good night.